Saturday, October 25th, marks the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Jafar Sadiq, the sixth Imam of Prophet Muhammad's infallible household. The staff here at JNN English News Desk would like to offer their condolences to all viewers on this tragic occasion. OPEC will slash oil output from the November 1st as it seeks to shore up crude prices. An emergency meeting in Vienna made this dark decision, beating expectations of 1 million barrels per day only, as oil prices subsequently slumped to 17-month lows on fears of a global recession. OPEC President Shakib Khalil insisted that the production cut would not hurt the global economy.
I don't think they have a choice. So they'll make the cuts. It's not just 1.5, it's probably 1.8, because there are 300,000 that needs to be cut and that are being cut right now. So before the end of the year, we'll have 1.8 out of the market. The stock market will be helped by the fact that the companies, oil stocks, thought, you know, that OPEC will make a decision. I think this has buoyed the stock markets, and I think there's an oversupply and the stocks are very high. There are companies that are not able to pay for the oil, so it's not the effect on the financial market, it's the effect of the financial market on the supply. We have been pragmatic in our approach. If there is further decisions that have to be made, and I think it has been said in this declaration, they would be made, and not necessarily waiting for the Iran meeting.
Managed world markets, adding, crude price needs to serve the interests of both producers and consumers. Tehran's interim Friday prayer leader is blaming the current financial meltdown gripping the world on poor performance of major powers. Akbar Shamir Rafsanjani told the capital worshippers that ramifications continue to do harm here and there, despite injection of billions of dollars into banks. He said, "Its growing problems have hit the fragile low-income classes the hardest," adding, "that makes the impoverished and underdeveloped nations poorer." Mr. Rafsanjani then urged vigilance to curb the crisis. The global financial crisis is far from over in the U.S., and former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan is warning it would get worse before it gets any better. Accused of contributing to the meltdown, Greenspan told a House panel the crisis left him in a state of shocked disbelief.
"We are in the midst of a once-in-a-century credit tsunami. Central banks and governments are being required to take unprecedented measures. Given the financial damage to date, I cannot see how we can avoid a significant rise in layoffs and unemployment. Those of us who have looked to the self-interest of lending institutions to protect shareholders' equity, myself especially, are in a state of shocked disbelief. Such counterparty surveillance is a central pillar of our financial market state of balance. If it fails, as occurred this year, market stability is undermined."
Economy ministers and senior trade officials from the Organization of Islamic Conference, OIC, decided to upgrade their trade activities by 20%. The decision was made in Istanbul, Turkey, in the face of world food crisis and financial turmoil. A statement issued at the meeting also called for joint investment, tariff reduction, coordination between central banks and lawmaking financial institutions, instead of standardization of halal food and restructuring of Islamic countries' stock exchanges. European and Asian leaders pledged united and bold action in combating the unprecedented challenges posed by the global economic crisis. At the opening of the two-day Asia-Europe meeting, ASEM, in Beijing, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao made it clear that Asia has heard the calls from Europe to work together in tackling the financial turmoil. In the first major coordinated Asian response to the turmoil, China, South Korea, Japan, and 10 Southeast Asian nations pledged to create an $80 billion fund. The fund would be created by the end of June next year.
Hello and welcome back to INN English News, coming to you live from Iranian capital Tehran. Lebanon's top cleric on Friday condemned Washington's disrespect for Iraq's independence and sovereignty and slammed U.S. officials threatening the Iraqi government.
Referring to remarks by a U.S. official who recently threatened Iraqis of security losses if they don't sign a deal with Washington, Said Mohammad Hossein Fadlallah called for solidarity among the Iraqi nation. The prominent cleric urged the Iraqi people to resist any measure that might harm the country's sovereignty. Chairman of U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Michael Mullen, on Thursday warned that Iraq risked significant consequences unless it approved a security pact with Washington. The agreement would determine a legal framework for the presence of U.S. occupying forces in the war-torn country after the UN mandate expires in December 2008. Critics say the agreement tightens Washington's grip on its military bases in Iraq.
In Tehran, the twice former president warned of more negative consequences of the ongoing economic tsunami that has gripped the Western countries. My colleague has more.
Ayatollah Hashemi Rafsanjani told thousands of worshippers at Tehran University that the global economic crisis is very serious and we should not think what is happening is in our favor. Ayatollah Rafsanjani stated that the first wave of the tsunami is a drastic reduction in oil prices, which had increased as high as $147 just a few months ago. He advised Iranian officials, lawmakers, and administrators to think about how to manage the adverse consequences of the global financial meltdown, including strengthening the country's oil stabilization fund, noting that the economic tsunami would sharply increase poverty, hunger, and unemployment worldwide. Rafsanjani blamed the world economic powers for the problem. This week's substitute Friday prayer leader of Tehran added that despite the current economic problems, the U.S. government continues its endless threats against Iran to the point of being irrational. Ayatollah Rafsanjani also criticized the Americans for exerting pressure on the Iraqi government to sign a humiliating security pact, pointing out that Iraq and Afghanistan have turned into real quagmires which continue to swallow American personnel and money. Rafsanjani said the U.S. is in a bad situation because the people of those two countries despise them.
An emergency OPEC meeting on Friday reached an agreement to reduce production by 1.5 million barrels per day as a step towards halting a free fall of oil price. Later, responding to reporters' questions, the OPEC president stressed that a meltdown in the Western financial markets has nothing to do with oil prices.